Okay, joining us right now, somebody that I met casually, and I guess he came up there to try to sell a car at Frankie's Patriot Barbecue on the 4th of July. His name is Patrick Berge, and you wound up not only perhaps selling a car or two, but also writing a book in the interim that you were working on because you, my friend, are the 40-year-old private.
Yes.
So tell us how it is that, first of all, you were struck, as many of us were, about September 11th, 2001. I was there, so I have a different perspective on it. I mean, I was right there in the midst when everything happened the way it happened. But the fact of the matter is, my friend, you didn't have to join the military.
No, not at all. I actually had a good job, nice family, nice house, but felt compelled to try to do something more, to try to be more involved.
So tell us why you joined the military in 2005, and you were probably one of the oldest ones there. Tell us how that worked out and what you wound up doing.
Well, what I wound up doing, I spent the last decade holding an above top secret clearance, providing IT and security compliance for the Department of Defense. In my book, I tell both my personal story and also hope that my book reveals what many don't want you to know as it relates to IT security issues.
Mm-hmm.
I helped in pioneering interactive internet activities, or IAA, applications for tactical social media, psychological warfare. Although I won't discuss anything in my book operational, I do discuss from the perspective of a subject matter expert in this area my fears on how hostile foreign countries, corporations, political parties, and individuals could alter the outcome of election using what's called tactical IIA.
Are we talking about what Russia's been up to, supposedly?
Well, you can see my predictions unfolding every day by watching the news. Look at Russia, how they were immediately blamed by the FBI for the DNC hacking. I consider the FBI's actions to be clearly politically motivated to help change the narrative in the DNC hacking during the Democratic National Convention.
More than them, there's, not only the Clinton campaign, but also the Democratic caucus.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
They went after all of them.
I consider naming Russia to be the height of irresponsibility, as there's really no possible way, if Russia actually did do this, that they would have ever leave such an easy trail that led back to them. Most likely, it was part of a domestic IA campaign that was.
Well, that's been mentioned. That's been mentioned that there may be somebody here in the United States similar to what we saw in the Watergate years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I totally agree.
Mm-hmm. So, folks, we are speaking with Patrick Berge. Now, he's written a book, The 40-Year-Old Private, and then you've got a subtitle on top of that. But basically what you're doing right now is the book is coming out when?
It'll be out. It'll be available in a few weeks on Amazon.
Mm-hmm. And you're going to promote that, put up a Facebook page and all that good stuff like we were just talking about, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll have all that set up, and hopefully you'll be able to send out a link or where you can order it or post something on your website if that's possible.
Yeah, you can, and you can do all of that also as well on Facebook. I certainly would do that once we get the proper link to do that so
yeah.
We can direct people there, because I've got a lot of authors that over the years have sent me things, and the links are still there. They're still good for various books. Now, the other thing is the book and the program that you talk about, psychological warfare, if you will, internet, interactive internet activities. I've known for quite a while. And by the way, this was the first year the incoming cadets at West Point, some of them were chosen for their IT skills.
Yeah, they should be.
All right. And why is that?
Well, we're entering a new era of cyber warfare. So we need to really be picking the best and brightest to be able to defend our national secrets.
Okay. Now, the total name of the book is The 40-Year-Old Private, Reflections of a Sacred Trust. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And Hillary Clinton leaves a lot to be desired, to say the least. When I first heard about the fact that her campaign website may have been hacked, and right away they were looking for players, and they tossed Rush out there. It all made sense to me, but then I started thinking, doesn't North Korea have a big hacking operation?
Well, there are a lot of countries that have that capabilities. There are also, a couple teenagers could do the same, if not more damage.
A couple of what we call techies?
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So is it your assumption that there's a strong possibility this may be something going on from, say, within the United States, within inside the U.S., somebody that's just trying to get at the info like the Watergate days?
Well, it's really being used already by you'll find corporations use it in different ways.
They call it corporate hacking, right?
Yeah, but I'm also talking about IA aspects of it. Sure, there are rampant hacking. Those that haven't been hacked only just don't know they've been hacked yet. But the IA also extends out to extends from foreign foreign countries to individuals.
So when you went into the military, how long did you stay in?
I was in enlisted in the reserves because I was too old to go into anything else. Completed 2 years and went into IRR after that.
And you had been a DOD contractor before that, is that right?
No. I went into contracting afterwards. I got fired from my job when I enlisted in the Army.
So you go off, join the Army, and then they fire you.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think that was legal, but go ahead.
No, it wasn't. There was a big story on it in the St. Pete Times at the time, and I got that resolved. But after that, I went in. I did basic training, which I write about in my book.
Right.
It was pretty interesting for me trying to understand as a 40-year-old going through basic training, which is designed for military-age males, essentially, and the military also had to adapt to training a 40-year-old private. So,
yeah.
I'm gonna
give you a little helping hand here, because as a military veteran, you are now a car salesman for my good friends at Moss Nissan, correct?
Correct.
And they offer a tremendous veteran and military discount up there, correct?
Yeah, we do some amazing things for veterans, that's for sure.
And as a representative of Moss Nissan, I've met you at least one event anyway. Well, a couple, because I met you when we came there. I think it was Memorial Day weekend, and kind of did something off the cuff. But the military and veterans discount is employee pricing, free oil change for life. They're also doing it with the first responders. Plus, you've now got Moss Care. I mean, they got a chance to talk to a veteran that's actually served in the military. Tell them they're a veteran. They've listened to the Captain's America Third Watch. The captain sent them whatever. And they can come see Patrick Berge up there, can't they?
They absolutely can.
You want to give out your phone number?
Sure. It's 727-858-0155.
All right, well, very good. And, Patrick, we're coming up on the end of the segment, the end of our break, and I wish you well and look forward to seeing you again real soon, my friend.
Thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome. Okay, and check out Patrick not only at Moss Nissan, but also with the book, The 40-Year-Old Private, Reflections of a Sacred Trust, coming out soon on Amazon, and we just gave you a little tease to begin with there. It's an interesting book. It talks about a lot of the stuff that's going on right now, and Patrick correctly wrote about it. This might not be Russia at all doing this. This might be somebody right here in our own backyard. Could be a couple of kids having a good old time. All right, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always.